Hi, I'm Reagan Barnes from Mom of 8, and this is your 2-Minute Mom Tip, empowering you to elevate your mothering experience. Have you ever been in a situation where complaining or whining might be justified, but for some reason you chose to take a deep breath and stay calm? It's not easy, but its rewards are immediate. The challenge to accept responsibility for one's own reaction is one of those self-discipline muscles that we need to build, and life gives us plenty of opportunities. When we can't control anything else about our circumstances, we can at least keep control of ourselves, our emotions, our attitude. Charles Swindle, founder of the radio program Insights for Living, got it right when he said, "The longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on life. Attitude to me is more important than facts. It is more important than education, than money, than failure, than successes, than what other people think or say or do. It will make or break a company, a church, a home." The remarkable thing is we have a choice every day regarding the attitude we will embrace for that day. We cannot change the fact that people will act in a certain way. We cannot change the inevitable. The only thing we can do is play on the one string we have, and that is our attitude. I am convinced that life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it. And so it is with you. We are in charge of our attitudes. I want to empower my children by teaching them this concept. And I work. It is definitely work to set an example of it. And together, we're discovering all the ways we can improve our personal reality simply by smiling, or letting things go, or looking for solutions, what we can do rather than dwelling on the can'ts. We aren't perfect, and yet we try to maintain a good attitude about our imperfections. Mama, examine your attitude and how you might upgrade it in just one way today and see what a difference it makes. Then share if this practice elevates your mothering.